budget amendment?
Yes.
Our first prayer is go after our loved ones. I ask our high elders here today, if I can recognize them all, not by name, but by your place on this earth. You've honored us as a representation. That's why that prayer is first. I do want to have a little housekeeping. I've got on the agenda a couple of items that I've asked that the chief say a few words to us. And the council's agreement to that, I'd like to have that taken care of. I have another issue of a resolution that needs to be corrected. Thank you. Thank you, sir. Let's start officially with a roll call so I can get in some business.
Councilwoman Foreman.
Present.
Councilwoman Gray.
Here.
Councilwoman Harlan.
Here.
Thanks, Gray.
Councilman Redcorn.
Here.
Councilman Red Eagle.
Here.
Councilman Revard.
Present.
Chairman Waller.
Present.
Second Chair Yates.
Present.
We have a quorum.
And thank you so much, Second Chair. We appreciate that. With that, also the any other item that I would need to have taken care of, I believe that covers it just on the resolution part, but we're going to have to resend.
Mr. Chairman.
Yes.
Can we also add a report to the council with regard to an annuitant seeking change update?
Yes, and we might even have that clarification after we have the chief talk to us.
Thank you.
With that, I would like to say this. Before the chief steals all the thunder, I'd like to talk to my council. I'm going to stand up for a second. A week ago, I met with the Vice President of the United States. You had sent me to the National Tribal Energy Summit. I wanted to go publicly and thank Director Frost. He's the one that got us into the table. Chief and I have been there before, but it was so instrumental of hearing what the Osages mean. And my letterhead and everything was Osage Minerals Council. We had got to speak with them. We're going to have a report, send it out to the chief of the nation as a press release. I will say this, is that his comments to us from the president, secretary of energy, is this. They are looking at fundamentally what's wrong with reservations like ours, where we have a permitting element that has caused us so much damage. The larger tribes, of course, they haven't even got to this part yet with their production, but they have other problems, but I stayed with ours. Also, they handed out the new Terra Notice of Intent. I'm going to deliver it to the chief's office today. With that being said, we also had some other breakout sessions, and our office will bring you a full report. The last comment I have is that when in that treaty room, I told them that it's all of our great-grandfathers that were in that room. And some of the younger people tried to play the modern day. They want to talk. They want to speak. But I told them there's ways here when you come to this level. And that we had the Osages get up. And I spoke on behalf of the nation. I appreciate that, Chief. That this was under the icy wig, the Indian Country Energy Infrastructure Working Group, Department of Energy, also brought their tribal energy loan guarantee programs back to us. Specifically, I stated to the president's office, vice president, the Osages are unique. The chief of the nation was going to look at certain items, but we handled the reservation mineral estate. So whatever you decide to give these other tribes, I want to see a barcode for my shareholders. And with that, they haven't rolled it out. Also, the other issues, I'm not going to have a lot of comments on what I think about the terror, because we haven't even seen the new law or the possibility of funding. With that, I'm going to close. Turn the floor open. Yes, sir.
I have a question. Did they talk about anything about the formula, how they're going to arrive at that, or is that in that update?
The formula hasn't even been set out yet.
Right.
And they promised us the solicitor is going to bring out the inherent federal function, which I told them the Osage Minerals Council under the CFR codes had that anyway. We have just not used our strength in certain areas, but also I don't want to cut our nose off side of our face. The nation is allowed to do whatever they need to do. But we we are allowed to do whatever we need to do over here. And that's protected. So I told them, while I'm sitting in this meeting, we lost 283 barrels. To the outside world, that's not much. To everybody in this room, that's 5,000 barrels a day. With that being said, I'd like to ask that we have a moment to allow the chief of the Osage Nation to speak with us. Very rarely do you have the chiefs in this room. Very rarely do you have the first women that represented these tribal councils. That being said, I'd like to have Chief Jeffrey Stanley say a few words.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. This is the second chair, this is Executive Judge. Peaceful mind, counsel, as I used to say. I'd like to give a quick update, housekeeping matters first. Dante Howard is here, he's head of the Managed Assets Department, and we want him to help the Minerals Council out in a couple of areas and also help our clinic. And how this is working, our clinic needs space. Really important that we provide space for the health needs. And there's just not enough space up here. So we know you all are doing a lot of work here, so we wanted to see if you had any rooms for the clinic. So I set up a meeting with Secretary Yates and Chairman Waller this morning. It was an informal talk. And in that discussion, we got an update on the work you've been doing inside the building here for your own offices. And Councilwoman Margo Gray came by, and this is not a secret meeting, we're just informal out front here. And she had more information about where we were on that renovations. And then also looking ahead in the future, so when this building wouldn't be here, which is kind of centered in the secret thing. So they come to a discussion about the BIA, and word, not yet confirmed, is that they're thinking about moving out of this space over here. So we're going to be continuing to work with the we have a liaison committee, and Councilwoman Gray, and I were, we scheduled a couple weeks ago a meeting on October 10 to see where Minerals Council Nation issues come together and how we have to sort all that out. And then we'll come back to you on anything that has to do with Minerals Council business. But we got to put it in order. Right now, we know what needs to be done, and now we got to figure out what assets there are, and then put it in a recommendation. And for example, and then it's why Dante, he's here, this is the first time. Part of that discussion, not only about BIA, led to the records that are here. And there are a lot of well log records. Chairman Waller and Councilman Gray, Secretary Yates says we've got sort of samples on the same. So if we expand into where the BIA's, where they're going temporarily, and eventually all this will be gone. We need to go down to Harmon. Dante, I'm asking you if you would go down and check out the work with Mary at Archives. It's the chairman, Harold Waller, has already spoke to Mary.
That's correct, Chief.
Yeah.
Okay.
So it's all on the same page. So work with chairman directly and let Casey know what you're doing.
Okay.
And then then look at that spot where that other storage is, where all those, where those things are, LLC downsized, you know, all that furniture.
Right.
They don't do it, and he said, don't just do anything with it, put it somewhere in there. And that stuff of the casinos, that kitchen equipment. Find out what they're gonna do there, and then see how much space they need here as minerals council for the directors. And just get your findings over to me as soon as you can.
Okay.
Because on the 10th, I'm gonna be working with this liaison committee to transmit that information. So council will be ready and then report it back to this, this group. So that's how that's going to work.
Just for clarity, that one of the things that you're gonna be looking at is what the GSA contract is, what their timeframe is.
Thank you for reminding us. Yes, could you also get with Ken Leeper and pull that, and Silas and those guys, and pull that GSA contract for that PIA?
I have it.
And give it to my office, and then send a copy to the council will be ready.
Okay.
Thank you. And Chairman Waller wants to see it. Yes, so thank you for reminding me. So there's that housekeeping matter.
Yes, sir.
On the other issue, I want to thank you all for letting me have time to talk about this proposed constitutional amendment that we saw at the Congress. And the way constitutional amendments work in this form of government, in this constitution, it doesn't come to the chief's office. It goes just into Congress. And that's just how it is. So, I always tell people it's my third form of state government, right? 1906, I was there, I said right there. Then we had that national council, and then we had Cheryl here was on that. The Robert, and then you guys were on that. Now we have this one. So in my mind, we could have a fourth one, you know. With this, I don't know, but it's all about us as people, right? So we just do this to ourselves. So as it is, we're governed by this constitution, and it can change through a constitutional amendment process. And that requires going to the Congress and going to the people. Well, there was a proposed constitutional amendment about the minerals section. And former Councilwoman Rosemary Wood and other shareholders visited my office just to ask for my comments on it. They gave me some papers. And this is before I went to Congress. So I looked at it and I made suggestions. I think, well, you better talk to somebody about this, this, and that, whatever it was. So then they went and talked to some of you. And then somehow, some way, well, I know it, it went to the Congress and it went to their lawyer. And then it came back out and it got onto the Congress agendas.
Today, I was checking.
And that version is I've never saw that version before. And I don't think you saw that version before. But it was just going on its own. It was just going out there. And then people started saying, asking questions about it. And then it got
parked.
It's in the system. It's still there, just around here. So, I think the intent of what Rosemary and her team has proposed, the intent behind it is really good. It clarifies, in the language I saw, something we always talk about, the independence of the minerals. And right now it's blurred. As you know, there's provisions in there that says the chief has the authority to disapprove resolutions. And we have a pin form with, we have an attorney general opinion, two attorney generals ago, that said, oh, no, they can bring it in, they can bring it out, and such and that, whatever. But still, it's in there. The chief can go ahead and just, you know, watch what you do. There's that kind of person. And they could write a letter and say, disapprove, and that was that. Well, that, to me, is not the independence of the mineral towns. Because what I've looked at is, well, how do we make this work? Knowing that we can't get hung up on these little clauses, and knowing that we've had previous forms of government, and knowing that we'll probably have another one in the future, and knowing that it's really just about us and how we take care of ourselves and our property. So I'm not going to get too wound up about some paperwork and some words, because those shouldn't get in our way of taking care of each other. Okay? So they wanted to help clarify in this time, at this place, to where we have more order to it. Then it comes out, and I see this version, and there's one clause that I can say I object to. And that is the clause that says the federal courts should have authority over any dispute between the Minerals Council and the Osage government, Congress chief, the governor. That doesn't need to be in there, but I can also tell you as a practical reason why it's not going to work. And you should check, and I suggest, I'm saying what you should do. I'm suggesting you talk, I think Maggie Fain is here.
That's correct, Chief. She can answer any question you have.
She can do it later on at the matter. The way federal jurisdiction works, you keep your class called federal courts. Congresswoman Harlan can also have it. They tell you that courts are, they're limited jurisdiction, they say. So what's that mean? Well, they say over here in your tribal courts or your state courts, your general jurisdiction. That means they have authority over about whatever you bring to court. What if you can put it in contracts. We have a dispute, we want to go to the Osage County District Court or the courts of Oklahoma or to the tribal court or whatever. The federal courts are different. Federal courts are limited jurisdiction and limited to what? To treaty disputes, any cases or controversies that arise by treaty, or cases and controversies that arise by federal statute. And even then, the federal statute has to provide for a federal court remedy. People on their own cannot get together, and as they say, they do the law books, confer federal jurisdiction by themselves. Citizens cannot get together and say, well, you know, you have to write this contract, and we have a dispute, we're going to go right down to the federal court. So you walk into the federal judge and say, the judge says, why are you in my courtroom? This is the last place you let you go. You should exhaust all your remedies first. We're the last resort. But you got to show me how you come to this court, under what authority. I said, well, you got a contract here, so it's federal court. Well, we got a constitutional amendment. So we got a federal court. Well, we got whatever. Federal judge is going to go, does it arise by treaty or does it arise by federal statute? And the federal statute allow federal remedy? You know. And the judge is going to say, well, guess what? I get out of my courtroom and I'm assessing court costs and attorney fees against you guys. You should know that. So, this is what they teach you in federal courts. Limited jurisdiction. cannot confer federal jurisdiction by contract or by agreement. It's got to be authorized by federal statute or treaty. And even federal statute, you've got to show the federal law provides you authority to go into that court. So for that reason, practical reason, this constitutional amendment that was proposed will fail on a more sovereign stance, going to the federal government to determine our disputes is going the wrong direction. Okay, that is a complete reverse. So let's just put that aside and go forward. Then you go, well, we have a dispute, where do we go? I understand the argument that there are tribal courts which will have authority over any matter within our government. Because remember, the tribal courts, the judiciary, has already ruled in the Boone case, and it's printed. If you can go to the internet, go to Osage Nation. And I say this for those who may be listening. You go to who we are, and it says executive branch, legislative branch, and then there's the judicial. And I've asked Mark and some others to simplify this website, please. I've been asking that for a while. Anyway, we go back again. So you go to Osage Nation website, you go to who we are, and you go to the judicial. You go in there and it says Supreme Court and the trial court. Click on the Supreme Court and get to their court decisions. And you can get all the court decisions, Supreme Court decisions, including the Boone case, which everybody in this room should read because it is on point of where the Minerals Council fits within the constitutional framework of this 2006 Constitution. It doesn't answer all the questions, but it tells you that the Minerals Council is an independent agency of the Osage Nation government. That explains what that means to a point. And then someday they'll discuss it more. They are the third and equal branch of government in this Constitution. And they have the authority to tell people what this Constitution means. So if the chief says, it means this, the Constitution, that's just an opinion. If a Congress member or the Congress as a whole says this is what the Constitution means, that's just an opinion of theirs. And it's just talk. When the Supreme Court rules what it means, that's the law. That's the highest law of the land. It is enforceable. And it is required to follow that law. So, anybody else says they want to know what it means? What's the Constitution mean? Minerals Council? That's interesting. And you're entitled to your opinion. But the one that counts is the Supreme Court. So, it's in that case. Where does this all go? So, along those lines, they're going to say disputes between agency of the government or the Congress, or the chief, that's going to go to that Supreme Court. And so whatever amendment you're proposed goes there. Everybody needs to have good. Argue about something, disagree, can't handle it. Figure it out, can use an arbitrator, or whatever. You'll go to court, go to the Osage courts. Whether it's a district court or the trial court or the Supreme Court directly, I would recommend that you, this is where you really got to talk to your attorney. Should it be the Supreme Court or should it be the district court? Well, the Supreme Court really only deals with constitutional questions. I suggest any dispute between the Minerals Council and the Osage government is not a constitutional issue. It's just a simple, let's try to find a solution to the dispute. That should be the trial. That you're, but I would defer to you and your attorneys, that I would support the efforts of Rosemary and Catherine and Julie, well, and everyone else that are working on this, to clarify the separation, as long as it stays within the umbrella of sovereignty. You've got to be careful, you don't want to get too far outside the sovereignty. Just like when you look at your businesses, if you're looking at, you can have them out there, you can organize it under the state law of Oklahoma, sometimes organize under state laws, and you can do your business as an entity out there in the world, but that's not going to have sovereignty. You can even own something that's sovereignty,
right?
Just like Bruce Spear Ranch, the Dallas Nation Ranch. We have 43,000 plus acres, but it's not a trust. It's not an Osage Nation jurisdiction. It's under jurisdiction of the state of Oklahoma in the United States. So, same thing. How far out there do you want to go? Well, you've got to, in my opinion, you've got to keep things within ourselves as much as possible, because the sovereignty that we inherited from our ancestors, recognized by treaty between the Great and Little Osage, is what we've got in our hands right now. And when you start getting out there, or do it away, you've got to start thinking. It took 10,000 years or more to get here. And we got it. Are we going to give part of it away when we're too far out there or not? Those are big decisions that you make now. Even when you make an oil and gas lease, you're making those decisions. Because part of our property is being used by somebody on the outside. See? And once it's gone, it's gone. So you guys got big jobs, you know that? So when we come down to this, how are we going to respect you as the Minerals Council? I agree, we need to clarify it. And I think you're on the right path. But I suggest you take whatever the Congress has before you and look what, at what you just passed out. Bring it back to this Minerals Council. Quickly. Because if you're going to do this, it needs to be on the next gen election, which is coming up in June 2020, just months away. And then and we have to do all the paperwork. It has to go to the Congress. It has to get passed by 10 out of 12 of the Congress. Then it's got to go to the election. A lot of work to be done. As it stands now, it's just sitting there. So we gotta get whatever's going on here. We need to get it to where it fits within the law, and Abby and Wilson can help. We're staying out of it because of what you do, step back.
They're reviewing it as you speak.
Okay. So whatever the Congress had, whatever the legislature has passed out, recommend. You do what you're doing now. I support that.
Yes, sir.
So support what you come up with. Then, even though it didn't go to the chief of the system, when you go through the Congress, at least I can say I support it. I don't have to say so in it. But just literally, you know, words. I'll support it. As long as it doesn't take our authority to give it to somebody on the outside. This is internal. This is our business. Keep it there. So that's my part I wanted to say about this amendment. We need to really think. We need to come back here quickly and be considered. And then if if you're going to support it, then they need to recommend, this body needs to recommend it to the Congress. Then I can call a special session, and then I have a say so in how it's written, and I can call a special session. If John knows about that, you can do that. And then I can put that question right before him, under the rules of this government. I call a special, the chief calls a special session. Under the rules, as they currently are, they've got to decide it. They can't table it. They can't just ignore it. They've got to vote up for them. If I can do that, I will. So, I wanted to do my report, my take on it. Recognize you, I think you're on the right path. Separate, you handle our business. We all stay out of it and support it, however you need to support it. That one part of it. So, yeah, I should
know. The extra I want to have is that when the Congress was writing that, we're already supplying the answer. We are using the nation, we are using the court system to alienate us from our own tribe. That can't work either because I have no all-chair voters or Osage voters. With that being said, Chief, we are going to review that. It's already in the process. We have taken the two issues that come out of the Congress's committee. We'll take this under advisement. I think Abby already has it. And then we will try to get back with you as soon as possible. I do want to tell the folks, citizens and constituency, that's exactly what I told the federal government. The Osage Minerals Council has to have that sovereignty that it's not given to us by this written document, but it's given to us by the blood and soul of our people. And with that, that's why my elders are here. You strengthen us, you honor us, and you have a place that we call home. And we're not giving it up. Chief, I did want to say, Council, do you have any other questions?
I think it might be appropriate that with Chief being here, and he wasn't at the meeting that we didn't have quorum at our special meeting, but for Councilwoman or the chair of the committee to give a report out on what happened on Monday. Would that be fine?
Please, Councilwoman. Thank you.
So, Chief, thank you.
Chief, we hope that you would stay with us.
We had
that's only your chair.
About 2 dozen shareholders and interested parties show up, and we hadn't convened the subcommittee to the committee to meet, but we did at that moment because all the members were here. Councilman Renform was here, Councilwoman Gray, myself, and Councilman Redding will join us. I think he's going to be part of the committee now. And so we listened. We gave them the opportunity to speak to us for about an hour and a half, I think it was. And we came to the conclusion that we're all on the same page. We all want the same thing, and that is to strengthen the Minerals Council and the protection of the estate under the Constitution. And I think that sometimes we let public comments get in our way of actually having verbal comments with one another. And we took that time, we listened to everyone, and have set another meeting of the committee for October 15th at 1:30 of the afternoon here. It is open to the public. All the committee meetings are open to the public. And it's my intention as the chair of that committee to once again open it up to the floor and have good dialogue back and forth, and hopefully we'll be able to present a document that is more along the lines of what the annuitant seeking change originally wanted, because what came out of Congress was not necessarily what they had asked for. And I think that it's important to say that our legal counsel, Mr. Pipes-Dim or Abby, will be with us on that day as well, and we're going to go through the 1906 Act and make sure that whatever we put out there is compliant and with the federal law, and we're going to hold Congress to their job to not toss out sovereignty. That was a big complaint of the council members on this side, was that for whatever reason, Congress put something in there that essentially just tossed our sovereignty aside. And this council, this body, above all, recognizes what this tribe has gone through to earn that sovereignty in that respect. So, just to update, we're going to have that meeting on the 15th at 1:30. Everyone's welcome to come. I tend to open the floor to hear comments. It is going to be a working meeting, and we'll produce something out of that, I believe, at this point. So, thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you so much, Council.
Mr. Chairman?
Yes?
I want to comment the people that were there. Lou Phillips, I'm the OSA chairman. I went away so pleased because we were working together, working. You guys were listening to us, and Marcia was so...
Councilman Harden.
Yes, was so accommodating and gracious to the shareholders and Margo, and we went away feeling that we weren't two separate things, but that we had come together. And I just want to congratulate you on that.
Thank you, ma'am. With that being said, I'm going to take a short 5-minute break. I want to shake my chief's hand and shake my elder's hand.